I mean, the fact that we won four games, I said this before, our first year was a little bit of a minor miracle.
A very candid Dave Caldwell speaking with the media Tuesday afternoon. The Jaguars GM wrapping up his third season at the helm with a press conference at Everbank Field. Plenty of work to do in the upcoming offseason. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shattuck with you, the Jaguars GM, speaking for over 40 minutes today in a packed media room at Everbank Field on Tuesday afternoon. And the GM set the tone for the offseason, as he always does, discussing everything from expectations by owner Shad Khan to coaching and personnel, and even the strengths of the upcoming 2016 draft class. And he also broke a little news about his quarterback, Blake Bortles, with a non-displaced thumb fracture on his non-throwing hand. Not a major issue. He said it happened on one of the sacks Sunday in Houston. And the GM is not opposed to seeing Gus Bradley call the plays on the defensive side, but he trusts Bradley's judgment in the process. Of course, outside the building, people think the Jags might be a little behind schedule, but inside, they're right on target.
If you would have asked me 3 years ago, do you think you'll have a winning record by year three, I wouldn't have been sold on that we would have. And the fact that we're even talking about being playoffs lets me know that we're probably closer than we think we are.
Of course, you can see the entire Dave Caldwell press conference right here on Jaguars.com, and we welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. Late breaking news today, John. Bob Babich out as defensive coordinator. Things didn't go so well, especially the back end of the season, so Babich is gone.
Yeah, and first off, tough day for anybody around here. We all knew Bob Babich for 3 years. Good guy, always helped with us, yep. So good luck to him, whatever happens next. Yeah, and at some point over the last 3 years, you know, the defense, I guess, didn't take that step that everybody wanted. I think this was a very tough decision for Gus Bradley because, really, Bob ran Gus's defense. Mm-hmm. And they were in lockstep. And it's clear that there needs to be some tweaking on the defense from this move. But I'm sure that when Gus speaks, he will speak to what a difficult decision this is. Because of some of those factors.
And the next question will be, what is next? The idea of Gus calling plays has been thrown out there, hiring from within, hiring outside as well. It's all up in the air.
Well, yeah, and it's tough to have a definitive statement on that because I don't know that they have a definitive statement on that. You would think that Todd Wash, who is a good defensive mind and a trusted guy to Gus Bradley, would, I guess, potentially be an option. Dave Caldwell and Gus have both talked in the last couple of days about the possibility of Gus calling plays. So I think somewhere in that you have the beginnings of part of the search process. I don't think those will be the only two options, mm-hmm. but when Dave talked today, he talked a lot more about the possibility of Gus doing that. It leads you to believe that that's been discussed. Mm-hmm. One reason that Gus hadn't been involved is maybe he will be in the future is there was so much to do in the first 3 years of the rebuild. There was so much of the culture, so much everything. And Caldwell talked a lot today about a lot of that's done. And if Gus was comfortable doing it, and if he thinks it's the right thing to do, then Dave would be comfortable with Gus perhaps being the day-to-day guy in more of a capacity than mm-hmm. he has been. So it's tough because you don't know exactly what they're going to do. And I think a lot of these conversations that we're trying to have mm-hmm. are still taking place within Gus, Dave, and whoever's going to be involved with it.
Well, the next couple of weeks will be interesting, John, and that means the off season is underway.
It's here, and again, it's not a day you want. Yep. You don't know what else is going to happen. Dave talked about changes today, so there may be more. We'll see what happens. It's going to be an interesting offseason.
It definitely will, and we'll see a little later. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.